Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
508 DGS, happy Wednesday. Can I give you a thought? Really simple, probably stupid dumb. Inauguration Day, unity, 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 fresh start, give me a chance, all this stuff. And we've all lived through it now. And you're, you know, you guys were kids when you first came to work here. Now you're grown-ups. And it just seems to me super simple. What we really need to do is as many of us as possible get along with as many other people as possible. There are some people out there, some of them in my audience, I'm just never going to get along with. It just, there's nothing I can do. But I do feel like it's my obligation to always err on the side of trying to see the other person's point of view, which I haven't always done. You know, a week ago, I was screaming at caller Tom, and he's screaming at me. That was not an example of try to get as long with as many people as you can. But when you do that, there are going to be people they're easy to get along with. And there are people you're never going to. What's important is that penumbra. What's important are those people who, I don't like them. I don't like what they stand for, but they're in my life, and I'm going to try. I think that's something we haven't done enough in the last couple years. It's been too much fun to fight. Can we just admit that? Can we just admit that among all of the terribleness and all the ugliness and all the death, we do this stuff because it's fun.
Or because it gets us attention.
Yeah, which is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
It's sport. We got to somehow get past that.
Yeah. Negotiations don't get, aren't sensational.
They don't, no.
When people are
no.
having a rational conversation, that's not.
No, that's a good way to put it.
That's not something that the press wants to cover.
Anyway, just a simple thought.
Okay. Or at least respect. If you don't want to get along,
just be nice.
At least respect.
Yeah, just be nice.
People.
You know something else?
Good point.
We may have to walk away sooner. I may be talking out of both sides of my mouth now, but we may have to just, when you get that spidey sense, I'm never going to change this person's mind. We may just have to.
Oh yeah.
Boot. You know. Now it's different if your spouse, someone in your family, a close coworker, but if it's just a person, and they come at you with a bunch of stuff where you're like, we got no chance.
Yeah, I was listening to Annie earlier, and she was talking about how we all need to stop taking the bait. Like, whatever side of the aisle you're on, if you see something on social media that is making you feel some type of way, don't engage with it. Like, just move on. And I have to tell myself that all the time. Dave, you're right.
You tell me that all the time.
It's fun to fight. It's addictive to fight. Sometimes it's addictive to hurt yourself. And that's what we're doing at this point. We're doing it so much that it's hurting other people and it's hurting us. So
it's a good point.
It's not something that you're just going to start doing. Like, you have to consciously try to pass things by that, like, they're itching and you want to scratch it so bad. You can move on. You can move mm-hmm. past your day. But I feel like a lot of us have fallen into a trap where it feels like,
gotta fight.
I have to address this. I have to do something. No, you don't.
I've got to prove my point to this person. I've got to prove them wrong and prove that I'm right.
And I don't even think we think we're going to change their mind.
No, that's what I was.
I can't remember the last person who said something and they said,
yes.
Wow, you really changed my mind. Except maybe the breakfast thing.
How many stories over the last 4 years, little anecdotes about, marriages that were 20, 30 years long ended because of one spouse was a Trump fan and another wasn't, or how, you know, family dinners and brothers and sisters and cousins were, you know, families were breaking up because of those differences. In all of those arguments that happened, how many minds were changed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to say a grand total of zero.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, Sean. Go ahead.
So what? Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Good.
I guess I get it. But, you know, you're talking about getting along with people that demonized me because, you know, I voted for Trump. Call me racist because I voted for Trump. I got black members in my family. I'm furthest from racist than anybody I know. But you want me to get along with the same people that demonized me and called me things and categorized me as something that I'm not? You want me to get along with those people?
Who are those people?
Well, everybody on the other side. Anybody I would have a conversation
person,
with. I mean,
every Democrat.
Almost every Democrat. Anybody I would talk to and tell that I voted for Trump, I was either a racist or a bigot. I mean, I don't understand how my vote makes me a racist or a bigot, and why should I get along with people who think I'm a racist and a bigot because of a choice I made on a vote?
Well,
I mean, to me, it sounds like that they have little to no common sense to making a judgment about me. I mean, I could do the same thing. I could sit there and go, well, I guess everybody who voted for Biden is a pedophile. You know, I could do that, but yet I don't. I don't categorize people, but yet we're expected to get along with people who categorized us as racist and
well, let's
bigots.
Talk two things. Let's talk about degree. I don't believe you that every Democrat called you a racist or that you think every Democrat thinks you're a racist. That's 80 million people who would think that Sean is a racist because he voted for Trump. That I think that's just a straw man argument. I don't think even you think that that's true. But for
If you clump 10 of them together, 8 of them will say that.
Okay, then try to get along with the 2.
Sure. But again, here we are pandering to the group that made us the bad guys for no other good reason other than we voted for somebody who was not the establishment.
Who's pandering, though, Sean?
Well, anybody who says we should get along with people
that's
who
pandering?
Think... Yeah, sure. That's pandering. That's pandering to people who sit there and think that they're better than us because we made a choice.
Well, Sean, you're allowed to feel that way. And I'm sorry that you've had this experience. But I just, when I'm hearing you speak right now, you're like, they all did it to me. And it seems like you are, in turn, projecting onto them the same stuff that you didn't like projected onto you. At some point, someone has to be brave enough to break that cycle and stop labeling each other and try to give a chance. You know, if you want to give someone another chance and they're always going to say horrible things about you, then you don't have to engage. But I don't see the point of holding on to that. I get the anger you feel, but I don't see what's productive about holding on to that anger. So I think when we talk about unity, it's more about like, yeah, we've had some rough times the past 4, 8, 12 years, but how do we begin to move forward? At some point, someone's going to have to soften up and be vulnerable again.
Yeah, I guess that's a soft way of putting having your ass kicked verbally for 4 years just for a simple choice that you made, and then tucking your tails and saying, "Well, yeah, I guess."
So, what do
you
want to do,
I'll
Sean?
Turn what's the other
your,
cheek.
I, this is a genuine question. What is your plan then?
My plan is to turn all this off. I mean, I'm done with the politics. I've suffered through 8 years of Obama and his regulations, and all I ever complained about Obama was things that he did. I didn't care about who he was or what he was. I just concerned about what he was doing with the country. Suffered 8 years through that, and then I make a choice to pick somebody who's not establishment, and then I'm the walking dog.
I mean, I voted for Trump, too. You and I are exactly the same when it comes to that. Sean, I'm leaving you up, but Paul wants to say something to you. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, I think this is totally wrong. I mean, I voted for Trump, too. And the idea of us being conservatives, we're supposed to reach across the aisle to the opposite and embrace them and enjoy unity. With attitudes like that, we'll never have unity in our country.
Sean, you understand?
That's what will happen.
I'm still waiting to see the unity from the other side. And I've seen nothing from the other side.
If you're a conservative and you're a conservative Christian.
Not a conservative. Jesus, sorry, sir. I'm not as conservative.
Jesus. Okay, well, you're not a conservative, but Jesus does not say, let's wait and see what they do to forgive.
Yeah.
That's one thing our Lord did not say.
He also did say that your attitude going in.
I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sean.
That's okay. I've been interrupted enough. Go ahead. My point is mute because it is wrong.
Can I break in here, guys?
Sean,
I did not vote for President Trump. If you listen to the show, you've probably figured that out. And I'm telling you that I, you know, whatever. There's a reason why I'm trying to ask you, like, well, what is it that you want? I'm not trying to be like, you're wrong. You're doing the wrong thing. I want to hear how you feel, and I appreciate you sharing how you feel on the air today. And you can't say it's the entire other side because you have at least one person saying, like, I want to connect with you. I want to get along with you, and I want to heal from the bad stuff that's been happening.
And like I said in my little miniature rant, there are certain people you're not going to be able to get along with. And I even said, maybe you should walk away from them quicker. I've got people in my, right now I have people I could name in my life, my actual life, and then listeners who are a-holes on social media about me or us every day. I'm in no hurry to, I would have a beer with them, I would try, but I wouldn't spend a lot of time because they're such asses. And maybe that's the way you feel about the people who, you know, accused you of being a racist. I get that. But what I'm saying is we got 350 million people here. And if 80 million-ish voted for Biden and 75 million-ish voted for Trump, the middle third should be able to try to come together a little better than we have.
And I get Sean's point. I mean, you know, we had...
Yeah, I don't think Sean Hannity and Rachel Maddow are going to become best friends.
Yeah, you turn on the TV and you have people like Katie Couric saying that we need to find a way to reprogram all of the people that voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
And that was wrong. That's the kind of thing we have to stop doing to each other.
Which I think is the overall point. See, I think Sean interpreted your statement, and I don't, maybe that's how you meant it. Maybe I interpreted it differently, but how I interpreted what you said, we all get along. That wasn't targeted at Republicans or conservatives.
Yeah, it's that everyone needs to drop the BS.
It's just as much of
My point is very simple.
It's just as much to the liberals.
We all, whether you're left or right or center like me, we all need to get along with as many people as we can. That's it.
Yeah.
As we can.
Yeah. I don't think you were saying...
There's some people you can't.
I don't think you were saying Trump supporters / conservatives,
no.
Get over it and start working together with the Democrats.
And let's speak directly to the... Let's speak directly to the left here. You know, because I know, that there have been periods of time in the past 4 years where I've gone too far and I've disrespected the audience. I've tried really hard not to do it, and when I've realized I'm doing it, I do my best to make it right. But come on. There's so much that the media has done. There's so much you've seen you and your friends doing on Facebook that has been the dancing on the grave is probably wrong, and it's hurtful to the people who have made this choice. Whether or not you think you're justified, maybe just refrain from hurting right now. You don't always have to twist the knife. You don't always have to be the smart one. You don't just stop. Just stop. The left needs to stop just as much as you needed Trump to stop so bad. You needed him to stop his rhetoric. Then you have to stop the rhetoric, too. Like, you have to be the bigger person. Everyone needs to try to be the bigger person. And that's what we're saying on this show. When we talk about unity, we're saying everyone better.
You know
everyone
would really solve this. It's kind of Mark Closeian, is if you could only talk about policies.
Yes.
Very few people go toe-to-toe and MF each other over policies. Typically, even something as divisive as abortion or the building the wall, most people can sit in a chair and debate it. But when you start bringing in identity, which is, oh, you're a stupid pussy leftist this. Oh, you're a fascist right-wing son of a that.
When you start labeling and name-calling.
Yeah, now you're toe-to-toe. Now you're in a bar and someone just called your wife fat and ugly. But policy, Like, we've done the think tank now for years. It's gotten heated, but I've never been worried that Stacey on the right was going to punch Alvin. I mean, policy, but that's not sexy. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because you have to know something.
Yeah.
Guess what you have to know to call someone a fascist or a communist? Nothing.
Right.
But to talk about policies, so, you do.
Yeah, I feel like Sean just felt like you were targeting
that. He's pissed. Yeah, I get it. Sean's pissed.
But it was a message to everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing we all need to do is go back to your corner and think, is this the right thing to do?
Yeah.
Not whataboutism, not what did they do to me, not did you see what was going on for the past 4 years in the White House? Are you kidding me? Or did you see the way they treated the president for the past 4 years? Stop and ask yourself right now if the action you're going to take or the words you're going to say is the right thing to do. Because we've lost that. It's become like a one-up, did you see what they did over there? I'm going to do blah, blah, blah. Just ask yourself, is this my best self? Is this kind? Is this productive? Is this the right thing to do?
And we've been pushed so far into our corners.
Another thing, too.
That it seems like a long way to get to the middle.
Building on what Rachel just said, and I'm very guilty of this, is don't let the media tell you who the other side is. If you're on the left and the media is telling you that the people who rioted at the Capitol building are the rank and file Republicans, I think we all know that's not true. And the same goes the other way. We have to push back on the media and the politicians who both want us to fight as hard as we possibly can.
Yep.
No one wants us to get along. Nobody.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, DGS. Tony, I saw on your Twitter or Facebook that someone said maybe I had a Mandela effect in the bathroom. That's funny.
Yeah.
The guy was in there the next time I went in.
Yeah.
And he was peeing on the right-hand side.
I hope he doesn't listen to this show.
And then we had a miniature discussion on Twitter about dimensions and jumping.
Multiverses?
Multiverses.
How is that a Mandela
all because effect? Of the Twitterer, who I want to give credit to, Andy, said that maybe Dave slipped into another dimension.
But you saw him move.
But exactly, which is the point that I brought up. I said, I'm always here for a good Mandela effect, but since you saw the shuffle, that wouldn't be... But had you have looked up, and he was the little one, look down while you're washing your hands, look up, and he was suddenly over on the other one...
Could be a glitch.
Then Mandela effect...
then you know it's a magic sink.
Could have been an explanation.
All right, from a robust debate on politics to pyramid... Sue is at home today, and so she put together a pyramid for us. How are we going to do this?
Well, Sue's going to host, so who wants to be on my team?
Oh, me, because we sucked last time.
Oh, did we?
Remember that?
I don't.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, it's Dave and Rach versus Tones and Dally.
Dave and Rach versus Tony. Okay, writing it down, writing it down.
Rach, can you read them?
We have six, right?
Yes. We have six categories. So the categories are, number one, like a bad spray tan.
Hey.
Number two, from STL to LAX. Number three, he's come a long way from Bel Air. Number four, I doubt Bill Cosby even knows about these.
Thanks.
Number five, besides the $6 million man, And category number six, like John Dillerman's junk.
Damn, Sue.
Dang.
What?
Category
four, wow.
Category four is things about consent.
You've got at least three penis things in there.
No, I don't. Maybe one.
All right.
Certainly not three.
I'm just going to call it. We're going first. You want to give or receive?
I will give. Why don't you pick the category you want?
We got to go Dillerman's junk.
I was going to say, he wants junk so bad.
So we're doing category number six.
We're going first, six, junk, go.
Give a quick reminder to people John Dillerman
is a Swedish cartoon character, Danish, known for his 12-foot penis that does everything for him.
Children's cartoon.
It's uncontrollable. It's
uncontrollable. It can be 12 feet. Sometimes it's normal. Sometimes it's 12 feet.
Wow, you're deep in.
Sometimes
this.
It's normal. I didn't even remember that part. Rachel, do you have the clock?
Andrew, ready? That's all the John Dillerman
yes,
canon.
Yes, I do. Let me know when to start.
I've read all the novels.
Who am I talking to? Who's going first?
Dave and I are, and I am giving.
Okay. Rach, here we go. This subcategory for this lovely category is things with stripes.
Dave, the subcategory is things with stripes.
Okay.
Oh, he's disappointed.
Because his jumper was
I don't know how dirty I thought she'd get, but...
Come on! I'm not going to do a dirty category. What is the matter with you?
All right, so you ready?
Sure.
Yep.
And go.
Tiger.
Oh, it's a big cat. Joe Exotic.
Tiger, lion.
Yes.
Parking lot.
Oh, where you take your car and you leave it whenever you go into a building.
Parking garage.
The other name for that.
I don't know.
You want to skip?
Yeah, skip, I guess.
American flag.
It's red, white, and blue.
Flag.
From what country?
American flag.
They make honey.
Bees. Honeybees. Bumblebees.
Yes.
Barcode. Oof. Rachel,
you scan
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. That was terrible.
Barcode.
Yeah.
That was too late. You guys got three. You got Tiger Parking Lot. Dave was the one you missed.
And I didn't know what to say.
Would you have been allowed to say, because I think you would have been, not garage. Like if he says parking garage and you say, not garage.
Oh, yeah. I should have done that.
Isn't that what you said?
Well, I said
other name for it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So a parking lot is significantly different than a parking garage when it comes to having stripes?
Uh-oh.
Well, nope. No. That's just what the answer
it's
was.
What
controversy.
The clue was. That's what the clue was.
And the answer was bumblebee?
Yes.
Yeah, bumblebee is the stripes.
But you got that one.
You got bumblebee.
Yeah.
You got that one. You got tiger, American flag, and bumblebee. Barcode, we didn't make it to.
I had a good start
like
with
trouble.
Rar.
Yeah, when she did, when Rachel went,
I like the rar.
I did
totally adorable. Oh my gosh,
pause
totally
up.
Adorable.
I like everything about it but Sue.
Oh, stop. We're doing the best we can.
Oh, my goodness. As soon as you win, suddenly I'll be okay.
Not really.
I'm a big cat,
great.
And I go, rawr.
Rawr.
Big Joey Tiger.
Adorable.
Big pause up.
That's a good
cat
start.
Pause down.
All right, Tony and Andrew.
Right, which one do you want? Which one looks good?
Let's do like John Dillerman's job.
this is probably
I'm
going to
have my head in the game for the
this
next
This is going to be
Dave,
Will
don't
Smith
worry.
Movies.
Yeah, don't do anything
you know
about.
Will,
no, don't do
you,
anything
you like
about
Will
movies.
Smith?
I know, but I don't know anything about movies.
Okay.
Do you want to just?
This
I mean,
is
they
a story,
went controversial right out of the gate. You want to just go
sure.
Bill Cosby?
All right, number four, it is.
All right.
Number four.
Find out what Bill Cosby doesn't know about.
Now, see, this is very benign. Who, Andrew? Are you the one?
I am.
Okay. The subcategory, Andrew, is discontinued Jell-O flavors.
Discontinued Jell-O flavors.
Come on!
Oh,
you had to bring.
Gosh,
had to bring Bill Cosby into that one. So
it's probably gonna be like fruits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So get your head out of Jell-O entirely.
Yep.
And just think
got
like
it.
Fruits.
My head is out of the Jell-O.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And go.
Celery.
You put peanut butter on it, and it becomes ants on a log.
Peanut butter.
It's green. It's long.
Celery?
It's a, yes.
Tomato.
Mash them up into marinara sauce.
Mash them up in a
they're,
Ravs,
they're red. They're red and they're circular. They're a vegetable.
Hot spaghetti?
You
pasta,
say,
spaghetti-o?
And I say,
Pass.
Bubble gum.
You chew it and
better.
You blow it up and pop it.
Bubble gum.
Bubble gum, yeah.
Cotton candy.
You wad it up and put it in your mouth.
Bubble gum.
It's did I count
candy.
Two, Sue? Did they get two?
Yes.
Two,
yeah. Rach, that's what I got, too.
It was tomatoes,
Tony.
Man.
It was just a tomato, my friend.
It's the only ingredient in marinara sauce.
I was thinking of
you
what
say,
you were...
I say,
was. Yeah, I was trying to think of what you dip in marinara. I thought you were putting your food into
That's how desperate I got.
I'm in the game now. My head wasn't in it at first.
That's how I got, Rach, is when I was like, you say, and I say,
Can I just say that we didn't even make it to these repulsive Jell-O flavors, maple syrup and cola.
Those sound better than celery and tomato.
Celery sounds way worse.
Rach, what do we do?
What did you say for celery?
Why don't we do like a bad spray tan?
Peanut butter and ants. Okay.
Peanut butter and you make an ants on a log. It's like peanut butter and raisins, right, Sue?
I knew what. Yeah. Peanut butter and raisins.
Call ants on a log. I don't eat celery. You know that.
All right, Sue. All right, we're going to do like a bad spray tan. I'm giving.
Okay, Dave.
Will you turn down a little bit, Dave?
Sure.
This is a nice choice, Dave.
Okay.
The subcategory here is things that are orange.
Oh, boy. Things that are orange.
Okay.
Okay. And go.
Tangerines.
It's not an orange, but it's a...
Tangerine.
Yes.
Garfield.
He loves this cat.
Garfield.
Cantaloupe.
It's not a watermelon. It's another
cantaloupe.
Kind. Yeah.
Traffic cones.
They're orange, and you see them out on the streets to mark things.
Traffic cones.
Cheetos.
Oh, I love them. Chester loves them.
Cheetos.
Peanut butter crackers.
They're what he said that goes with jelly and on a saltine. Makes it a...
Peanut butter cracker?
Woo!
That was
Rachel,
good.
Rachel, that
There's
was
There's no
fantastic.
Way you should have got that.
There is no way you should have got that. That was
I overthrew
wonderful.
That pass so far, and you went up and got
saltine
it.
Saltine
was
good.
That was impressive.
I don't think... On a saltine, they wouldn't be orange. But
no, they wouldn't. But I couldn't think of anything else you'd get
See,
it across.
See, I told you, Dave. I'm in it now.
You're in
My
now.
Mind is
no,
clear.
You're in.
We're in the game again.
We're not.
That was fantastic.
Thanks, Sue.
Just great. All right, gentlemen. What mad. Are we thinking now?
What are you thinking, Andrew?
Thinking their beats, what they're thinking.
How about, let's do Will Smith. I know the Will Smith. Can you suggest Will Smith movies?
Maybe.
Let's try it.
Okay.
Number
trying
three, Will Smith?
Bel Air. Yep.
Bel Air. Of course, Andrew, you are 100% correct. Or who's giving?
I'm giving.
Okay. Tony, the subcategory was just what he thought, Will Smith movies.
You were right, Will Smith movies. Ready when you... Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're ready.
And okay. Go.
Bad Boys.
Him and Martin Lawrence.
Bad Boys.
Yes.
Men in Black.
His face.
Aliens. Space.
Alien.
Tommy
no,
Lee Jones.
That's what you said. Men in Black.
Independence Day.
Another aliens. They come to blow up the
Men
world.
Men in Black 2. Oh, Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
Hitch.
Oh, I think it's... He's...
Hancock?
Like...
Superhero?
Paul Blart is in the movie with the mall cop guys in the
Hitch.
Movie. Yes!
Ali.
Boxer. Famous boxer.
Ali.
Yes!
They did. They squeezed him in. They squeezed him in.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
Tony, that was great.
I wish you guys could have seen it. Andrew is lobbying Tony hard because Andrew knows everything about Will Smith.
Yeah.
And the first clue is maybe his most famous movie franchise, Bad Boys. And Andrew's like, what?
His face was amazing.
He gave me a look like I made a mistake.
Total blank.
Which, Martin Lawrence.
He's never starred with Martin Lawrence.
I know when you make mistakes.
Like, they're best friends. And I was like, they don't even know each other. So when he said Bad Boys, I was like,
I wish people could really have seen his face. I said Martin Lawrence, and he looked at me like, are you this stupid? Like there was
hilarious.
And then at the same, and then a moment later, you saw the light bulb go
right.
off.
Right.
Suddenly, you're not an idiot.
So we only have two left.
I can't believe we got.
Let's
Hitch.
Go ahead and just
finish
it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's good, Rach. I have clue. An extra two if you need them.
Okay.
We'll see if we tie.
Let's do 6 million.
All right. Okay. Right now, Dave and Rachel are up. It's 9-7.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. 9-7.
Oh, yeah.
$6 million man, you said?
I thought
yes,
it was.
Ma'am.
I thought they got three, we got two, and then we both cleared the board.
No, you got two, you got five, because there was another one on there that was I Am Legend that you didn't make
gotcha.
It to.
Gotcha. We ran out of time.
No.
Got it.
All right, Sue, we're doing $6 million man, please.
Rach, okay. The subcategory here is things invented in the 70s.
Things invented in the 70s.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to try my hardest with this one. Okay. Ready, Sue?
You're going to be fine. Absolutely.
And go.
Rubik's Cube.
It's the thing. It's blocks. It's colors.
Rubik's Cube.
Yes.
Post-it notes.
It's sticky. You write yourself. You
Post-it
jot
note.
Something down. Yes.
Floppy disk.
You put it in the computer before a CD-ROM.
Hard drive.
No.
Soft.
It's
floppy disk.
Yes.
Walkman.
Oh, before a CD player, you used a...
Walkman, cassette
yes.
player.
Mobile phone.
First ever cell.
Cell ring, phone. Ring.
I guess
email.
Okay, yeah. You send it on your computer. A message.
Emails.
Yeah. You got too late.
You know what? Listen, that's fine.
Cell.
We'll give you five. First of all, I had no idea that that mobile phone was invented in 1973, but it was.
Email?
Five. We'll give you five.
Okay.
So you're giving them cell phone?
I thought they got that. What did they say? Well, did you hear something different?
Cell. I just
instead of mobile.
Yeah, and I don't think he said mobile phone.
I think we just
straight up didn't get
phone.
That one. I think we moved on because I said sell and I probably shouldn't have.
Oh, I got
so
gotcha.
Don't give us that one. So
and
did
Dave
we get
never
four
said
or five?
Mobile phone either.
All right, I'm giving you four then.
Okay. Sorry, Dave.
Giving you four.
He's so mad. This is now I'm gonna get mad at you because of how mad you are at me. He won't
Rachel
look
is
at
just
me.
Being fair. The woman is just being fair. You don't want to cheat.
I'm just pointing out that
what
the answer
the
was never given.
What the F are you talking about right now?
I'm like sorry, Dave, and this is Dave.
Are you seething?
No. I'm standing here waiting for the next category. It's 544.
Okay.
We did well.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
You did really good.
I'm about to get mad at you for how mad at me.
Because I was like, sorry, Dave.
Okay.
Usually when your teammate's like, sorry about
you guys.
That, you're like, okay, buddy. And Dave's like positioned across the room, like won't look at me and is just like.
I think it's the stance. You've got a stance with the hands in the pocket.
He's got his hands in his pockets.
Yeah, we don't usually see you like
that. I thought
you
guys did good. Because floppy disk, that was really good.
That was right.
Yeah, floppy disk was a miracle. Okay, listen. If you get all six of these, you people can tie.
Okay, we tie it if we get them all.
Yes.
And so the only one left is he's come along. No, the only one left is.
From STL to LAX.
From STL to LAX. Thank you, Rachel.
Andrew, the subcategory here is famous people from St. Louis.
Famous people from St. Louis. So local boys made good.
All right.
We are ready.
Famous St. Louisans.
All right, and go.
John Goodman.
Big Fat Guy. Roseanne.
Oh, John Goodman.
Yikes. Nelly.
Rapper. Bandage on his face, yes.
John Hamm.
Mad Men. Very handsome.
Oh, John Hamm?
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Berry.
He's a guitar guy.
Chuck Berry. <Yes. laughs>
Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Fast. No, she's a runner.
Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Scott Bakula.
Quantum Leap.
Scott Bakula.
Yeah!
No!
Did we do it?
Can we take a little point for the fat phobia?
So oh my gosh, it is a tie. Luckily, I have two extra categories and everything is fine.
Oh boy. All right, we got a hustle here. It's a tie at the end of regulation in Pyramid, me and Rach versus Tony and Andrew. So it's back to me and Rach. Rach is elected to receive. Sue, you just pick one. Just one or two, like whatever.
All right. Dave, let's go for animation domination.
Okay.
This is the highest grossing animated films. And I'm giving that to you because the boys had the other film one.
Highest grossing animated films.
Okay.
Okay, and go.
Lion King.
Mufasa.
Lion King.
Frozen.
Olaf.
Frozen.
Incredibles.
Mr. and Mrs.
Smith.
Superhero family.
Incredibles. Mr. and Mrs.
Minions.
Smith.
They help Gru with everything.
They help what?
Gru, the bad guy. They're little and yellow and look like Tic Tacs.
Oh, Ice Age?
No.
Oh, Minions?
Yes.
Toy Story.
Woody, Buzz.
Toy Story.
Despicable Me.
The Minions movie.
And Despicable Me.
Yes.
Ooh.
It was still going.
Sue, it's up to you.
Was it still going or not?
It was going as much as one of yours was.
It was about as... It was. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I wasn't watching.
I didn't have my headphones on for that one, so I don't know.
Minions
and Sue, you
got to
make the call there.
I couldn't tell.
Are you criticizing?
I'm just saying. I mean, you know.
I think it... Oh, man, that was so close, and I was hoping that somebody was looking at the clock to tell me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right. You were playing.
Make a call.
Let's not take
right,
it.
We'll
It'll
take
make
five.
It more exciting.
Okay.
Dave did the superhero
right.
thing with
right.
the fist.
Go, boys.
All right.
Receiving. I will take it, Sue. Let's go.
Andrew.
Yes.
It's the best part of the meal. Most popular desserts in the U.S.
Most popular desserts in the U.S.
Okay.
Right. And go.
Fudge.
It's a type of chocolate. Brownies are often made of.
Fudge?
Yes.
Chocolate cake.
similar to a brownie. You bake it.
It's bakeable. Cake?
Yes. Well,
chocolate cake?
Yes.
Chocolate chip cookies.
They are also baked, much like that. It's the third thing
Cupcakes?
You can bake. No, they are, think smaller and round.
Donuts?
No, no they're smaller fried. And round.
Small and pies?
No.
Small and round.
I don't have a better clue without saying what it is.
How about the next? Okay. We're well, at least we didn't have to
we
make
won!
That call.
Chip cookies.
Come on, Dave.
Congratulations, Dave and Rachel.
Thanks, Sue.
Sue only knows chocolate cookies. Things.
Well, no, they're the top selling. List. It's from a list.
And Andrew only knows how to say, you baked them.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.